In those days, the Roman king made a new order that everyone who was in the empire should be counted and have their name written down. This was the first time that this had happened, and so everyone traveled to their hometown to register. Joseph also had to go from his town called Nazareth to Bethlehem, the town of David, because that was where his family came from. He went there with Mary, who was promised to be his wife. She was expecting a baby very soon. While they were there, she gave birth to a baby boy, their first child. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. They were looking after their sheep that night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, shining brightly, and the shepherds were very afraid. But the angel said,
"Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. You will find him wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, many angels appeared, and they were praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all whom his favor rests."
The angels then went back into heaven, and the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go and see what the angels have told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they went and told everyone about this child, and everybody who listened to them was totally amazed.
Now, you've told us a bit of a story about how Jesus was born in Bethlehem, but we haven't heard much yet from the most important people who were coming to Bethlehem. One with a baby who'd been born slightly prematurely, I think, but... thought we're just going to ask Joseph and Mary a little bit about what life was like for them and how it felt for them to be at the center of attention that very first Christmas. So we're going to start with Joseph. How did you feel, Joseph, when you first heard that Mary was pregnant?
Well, I was actually really embarrassed because I hadn't done anything wrong. I mean, we weren't married, we weren't living together. I don't know how it could have happened.
So what did you do about it?
Well, I was going to try to do the right thing, and I was thinking of calling off the wedding, and I didn't know what to tell my parents and all this, but then, all of a sudden, I had this dream, and I'm not the kind of guy that has dreams, but I had this dream, and an angel appeared in front of me. Not one of these little cute little tiny angels, but this huge, massive angel.
So how'd you know it was an angel?
Oh, I just knew. Let me tell you. The angel... He told me that I shouldn't be afraid because I was, I don't usually get afraid either, but so I was pretty afraid. But he told me to take Mary home and be my wife, and that it was all right because the pregnancy, it wasn't anything wrong. It was actually a miracle of the Holy Spirit. And he also told me that the baby was going to be a son, a male, and that I was to call him Jesus. And Jesus apparently means God saves. God saves us from our sins.
So what did you say to the angel after he'd given you all this pep talk?
Oh, I didn't get a chance to say anything. The angel all of a sudden disappeared. And I hear that, that's pretty typical around Christmas. Angels are pretty busy. So he was gone. So then I took Mary home to be my wife, but I didn't lay a finger on her until after the baby was born.
Thanks very much, Joseph. That's very helpful to us. The Bible has one very interesting sentence about Joseph. It says this: Joseph did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him. So he wasn't given lots of reasons and lots of explanations why he had to do that, why he had to take Mary and his wife, and why he had to go to Bethlehem and all those things. He just accepted, okay, that's what God has told me to do through the angel, so I'll get on and do it. And sometimes we're in the same sort of situation. We know God has told us to do something. We know what we ought to be doing, but it's not very convenient. Or we don't really understand why God is asking us to do that. Or we don't understand why he's put us in a difficult situation. And in times like that, we should remember Joseph. He trusted God and obeyed God, even though he didn't really understand everything that was going on. But he trusted and he obeyed. Let's have a quick chat with Mary. You stay seated because we know you've been through the pains of childbirth very recently.
Let me just find my sheet of questions.
So when was it you first sort of realised that you were pregnant, if I may ask that slightly indelicate question?
Well, actually, I knew I was going to be pregnant before I even was.
Wow, that's quite impressive. How did you work that out?
I also had a visit from an angel, just like Joseph. We've never been able to work out if it was the same angel or not, but the message was certainly very similar.
And so what was his message to you? What was the particular message?
Well, in my case, we actually had a bit of a conversation. He told me I was going to be pregnant and have a son, and I was to call him Jesus. Now, so I said to him I didn't think that was very likely, since I'd never been with a man, and I wasn't intending to until I got married. But he insisted it was going to happen, said it was to be a sort of miracle baby with God as his father. In fact, people would call him the Son of God.
Wow, Son of God. So how did that make you feel?
Well, as you can imagine, I didn't know what to think. I was pretty shaken up and confused. It seemed like a dream, yet it was too real to be a dream. I didn't know what to say, so I just said, well, I am the Lord's servant. Let it be to me as you have said.
And did the angel say anything else to you after that?
No, he left at that point. But sure enough, a few months later, I was pregnant. And, well, the rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is history, as they say. We just heard a bit about that first night when you had to have the baby outside in the stable and then all these shepherds arrived out of the blue. How did you feel about all that? What was your reaction to all that attention?
Well, I suppose I was in shock, really. So much happening in such a short time, and I couldn't really understand it. I couldn't take it all in at once. But afterwards, I did think about it all quite a lot. And through Jesus' life and afterwards, and bit by bit, things began to fall into place and make much more sense to me.
So, bit by bit, things began to make sense to her. Here's how the Bible puts it in Luke's Gospel. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. So it's like she knew there was more to it than she could really understand at the time. But she didn't worry about it. She didn't go into crisis or have a panic or go crazy or anything. She just gave it time. She trusted God and thought, well, I'll give it time. I'll think about it. I'll reflect on it. And probably it was many, many years later before she really began to understand what had happened. And there'll be times when that's the same for us. We find God a bit hard to understand. What happens to us doesn't seem to make sense to us, and the things he does to us don't always seem to make sense to us. Even sometimes there are things about Christmas we don't understand that well. But it's good to take a leaf out of Mary's book and be like Mary. Treasure these things in our heart and our hearts and ponder them. Don't expect to understand everything straight away, but trust God to show us bit by bit what it all means and what it means to live for him. Let's say a brief prayer, shall we? That we'll be like Joseph and that we'll be like Mary. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd help us to be like Joseph, willing to be obedient and do as you say, even when it's inconvenient and even if we don't always understand quite why you're asking us to do things. And we ask too that you'd help us to be like Mary, humbly willing to submit to your will and trusting you to give her understanding in due course. Help us to be willing to be patient, to think about these things, to take every opportunity to reflect on these things. And we pray that you would bring us, each one of us, to greater and greater understanding of you and your purposes. We pray especially this Christmas that each one of us would understand that bit better, what it meant that you came in the form of Jesus to live amongst us. Amen.